Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This is Wednesday, August the 3rd, 2022, and I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about renewed calls for the deportation of foreigners in South Africa. Following the arrest of more than 8 men suspected of gang-raping 8 women and the armed robbery of a video production crew in the South African town of Krugersdorp, west of Johannesburg. Ongu vadiwa watereri mchirongwa chanasi, tirikutarisa zvirikuitika mu South Africa, uko zvizvarwa zvenyika iyi zvirikuti vabva kure, ngavamanikidzwe kudzokera kunyika dzavo. Izvi zvinotevera kusungwa kwevarume makumi masere vachipomerwa mhosva yekubata chibharo madzimai, pamwe chete nekubira vamwe varume vaiita basa rekutora mifananidzo vari pane mumwe mugodhi usisashandiswa. Izvi zviri kuitawo zvakare kuti zvinge zvichipa vana veZimbabwe pamwe chete nevekune dzimwe nyika vanga vachipinda mudambudziko. Tichakurukura nevakawanda tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo. But first, let's go to the National Heroes Acre, where President Emmerson Mnangagwa spoke at the burial of national hero, the late retired Brigadier General Benjamin Mawenge. President Mnangagwa told mourners that state-owned enterprises must be guided. He said this should be guided by the ethos of the liberation struggle, and this will help propel the socio-economic development of the country for the benefit of all Zimbabweans. President Mnangagwa also reminded every Zimbabwean to jealously guard the national unity and the prevailing peaceful environment as the country gets closer to next year's general elections.
Our state-owned enterprises must be guided by ethos of the liberation struggle to prepare the socio-economic development of our country for the benefit of all our people. Those cadres deployed to serve in national institutions, parastate house, and other related boards must be patriotic and loyal to the national interests of Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking earlier at the National Shrine where he buried national hero retired Brigadier General Benjamin Mabenge. VaMnangagwa vaudza vanhu vaungana paHeroes Acre kuti makambani ari pasi pehurumende anofanirwa kutungamirwa nemuono wehondo yechimurenga kuitira kusimudzira budiriro yehupfumi hwenyika zvinozobatsira vanhu vose. Video yatashandisa ndeyebazi rezvekubudiswa kwemashoko. And now, back to our main story. Today, several anti-foreigner groups protested outside the Krugersdorp Magistrate Court in Johannesburg during the appearance of the 8 men arrested after rape and robberies. Most of these anti-foreigner groups are calling for mass deportation of foreigners in the country. Tupa. This follows a report that most of the arrested men are illegal immigrants who were doing illegal mining activities at an abandoned mine in Krugersdorp, where the women were raped while shooting a movie. Yesterday, 46 more men were arrested in connection with this incident, although none of them have been directly linked to the rape yet. Of late, there's been a lot of pressure from groups such as the Put South Africans First Movement and Operation Dudula, calling for the deportation of illegal immigrants in South Africa, while a lot more activists have been active on social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, venting their anger against anti-illegal foreigners and calling for South Africans to be prioritized. Ongo vadiwa watereri ne watariri nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvekurudziro itsva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri muSouth Africa zvidzingwe neuwandu hwazvo. Yasimudzwa zvakanyanya zvichitevera kubatwa chibharo nekubirwa kwemadzimai masere pamwe nechikwata chavo chevanhu makumi maviri chaiita zvemafirimu pane mumwe mugodhi usisashandiswa uri kuKrugersdorp kunze kweguta reJohannesburg nevarume vanodarika makumi masere. Varume ava vakasungwa uye vamiswa mudare nhasi, asi masangano ari kuda kuti vekunze vadzingwe muSouth Africa aratidzira pamatare edzimhosva kunyange hazvo pasati paburiswa pachena kuti vakaita izvi vabva kure here kana kuti kwete. Tinonzwa kuti pamusoro pevarume makumi masere vakasungwa kare, vamwe makumi mana nevatanhatu vakasungwa nezuro. Chiitiko ichi chawedzera kurudziro yanga yagara ichiitwa nemamwe masangano emuSouth Africa akaita seOperation Dudula nePut South Africa First, ayo anga agara achiti vekunze vari kutorera mabasa zvizvarwa zvenyika iyi. Izvi zvinonzi zvaive kukanganisawo magariro ezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri muSouth Africa zvisina magwaro. Ndokunetsa kuri kuita nyaya iyoyi nekuti vazhinji havana magwaro ekushandisa pamwe neanovabvumidza kunge vachigara munyika iyoyo yeSouth Africa. Zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa zvichiratidzira nhasi zvichiti vabva kure ngavadzokere kumisha yavo makare muSouth Africa. And we start off our show tonight with VOA Studio 7's Thuso Khumalo speaking with South African citizen Manhlo Hadebe, who says the foreigners must go back to their countries.
They should go back to their countries because they don't value our lives as South Africans. They came here for a purpose. They came here for one thing only, to get what they want to get, citizenship, corruption, the gold that they are digging right now, every mineral that is here in our country. That is what they are here for. Meanwhile, South Africans, as the stat says, many of South Africans are not working. Our children are not working, who have just graduated from their colleges and their universities, who has got degrees and LBBs and whatever that the education that they have. But they don't have work. But because of the invasion of these people, our people are not working. If maybe they can be deported back to their country, our country will get back to normal. And then those who are here, as our government say, they are legally here. Maybe the backlog that we are having. Right now, South Africa is under a stress and a backlog of it's electricity, unemployment, you know, everything. That is not here in our country. It's because of this. If you can look at every open space, there are sharks. And most of those sharks, even though South Africans are still living there, are also living there, but most of them are people, the foreigners, people from other countries. Most of them that stays in those open spaces.
That was South African citizen Manhlo Adebe speaking with VOA reporter Thuso Khumalo. Thuso also spoke with another South African, Raul Ndanduleni, who shares the same sentiments.
They are committing human trafficking, car hijacking, they are doing robbing, syndicate, and it is difficult for the state, for the law enforcement agencies, to identify them because we don't have the fingerprints of those illegal immigrants. So let's go home.
As I'm saying, South Africans are also in other countries.
Absolutely, you are right. Remember, during the time of apartheid, our forefathers, political activists, the likes of Oliver Tambo and many political activists, they were in Zambia, they were in Zimbabwe, they were in Lesotho, they were all over. But the point is, they were regulated there, they were monitored there. So those foreigners who are here must be documented, because see, we can't stay with people who don't have a fingerprint. As we are saying, those South Africans who are abroad, they've got a visa, they've got a passport, they've got a fingerprint there outside.
And others are saying the government is doing nothing, so let's go out the door and chase them away. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, the government is doing nothing, because even the officers are taking bribe in Uvalde and Hillbro and Berea. They're taking bribe of the Nigerians and a criminal syndicate. Most of the traffic officers and traffic coppers, they've got the club, what do you call it in our country, the stock of fella. They play by the man of the bribe. They're the one who are encouraging those illegal immigrants, because they're taking bribe of those people there. Remember, I bet those criminal syndicates, they are cooperating with the police officers and the metro and all those syndicates. So they must go, and the ANC, we need the ANC government to be out also.
Chizora che South Africa va Raul Ndanduleni vachiti vekunze vasina magwaro ekushanda nekugara South Africa vanofanirwa kudzokera kunyika dzavo. Another South African, Veli Madondo of Kalamtwana movement that is advocating for illegal immigrants to be deported has this to say.
They are coming here in South Africa, and then they come to do isn't as wrong. They are coming here raping our children. They are here with the Imisebenzi. I will be honest with you. Because when I cheap labor, I will be honest with you. They are taking Imisebenzi, they are labantu base South Africa. And then that's more who creates more drugs, a matraxi about a cool unemployment. That's why we're fighting them. So that Tibangene will go pelele. We don't mind. If you banana. Paper, we don't mind. You understand? The only thing is, if I tell you, the illegal ones, because they come here about much cheap labor, and then we ended up seeing Nama South Africans because of we know our rights, and then we ended up unemployment by me. Illegal. That means illegal means it's a fraud in a way. You understand? We don't have a problem with the ones that are documented. We don't have a problem with the ones that are documented. It's fine. But the problem, you are fighting against the illegal ones, because they are coming here, and then they are the ones most of the time when I put them in, they are the ones who create isn't as fun and rape, who killing people, you understand? Who doing damages in jail, gule country. So yeah, this is why we are fighting. We don't have the documented one, it's fine. They can stay because of they are permitted to stay here. But the illegal ones, no.
You heard it there from Veli Madondo of the Kalamtwana movement, a group that is advocating for illegal immigrants to be deported. Let's take a short break. We'll be back very soon.
Since the good people, since 19, she will, she recall.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms. Here's not okupai chimwe chizarwa che Zimbabwe, amai Beauty Ncube, avari mu South Africa, vachitaurawo pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvekunze zviri mu South Africa.
Sugara tichitya kuti vazhinji vedu maforeigners vari kupara mhosva, avo vari kukonzeresa kuti nesuwo maforeigners tibatanidzirwe pamhosva dzatisingazive. Uye ava vakabata vasikana chibharo, vasikana 12 kukastro vakabatwa vazhinji maforeigners. Saka nyaya yacho tirikutoitya nesuwo, kana tichitofamba tichofamba tichotya, izvo zvichakonzeresa kuti vagari vemuno vatsamwe negavhumendi itamwe. So tirikutya.
Ava vanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, amai Beauty Ncube vachitaura muhurukuru yavaita nemutoro wenhau Thuso Khumalo vari muSouth Africa. Iye zvinotombonzwa kubva kune vadare vedu, tichitanga namuzvinafundo Ricky Munyaradzi Mukonza, vanove mudzidzisi mukuru pachikoro chepamusoro-soro cheTswane University of Technology chiri muPolokwane muSouth Africa. Good evening and welcome to Live Talk, Professor Mukonza.
Good evening, Mr. Kandemire. Good evening to your viewers and good evening to fellow panelists.
Yes, Professor Mukonza, tonight we are talking about renewed calls for foreigners to be deported from South Africa, especially those without documents to work and live in South Africa. And this follows what happened at Krugersdorp. What's your comment on this?
I think the first thing that needs to be said, Mr. Kandemire, is that what happened in Krugersdorp is quite deplorable. And you don't wish it on any woman, more so that we are in the month of August, which is normally recognized as the woman's month. It's just not it's not something that we can really smile about. But having said that, I think this association of crimes with a nationality and a particular group of people, in my opinion, is not a correct way of looking at things. When a crime has been committed, I think it needs to be looked at as such without necessarily putting a nation to it. Because once you do that, you raise other emotions that have nothing to do probably with the crime that has been committed. Because when you then hear some comments that follow, you then pick people saying, you know, these foreigners are stealing our jobs, these foreigners are doing this and that, which has nothing to do with the gang raping crime that has been committed in Krugersdorp. So I think those that talk about it, whether it's the police, it's public officials of South Africa, or whoever speaks about it, I think they need to just look at the crime that has been committed and deal with perpetrators of that crime without apportioning nationality to the crime.
Mm-hmm. But Professor Mukonza, some may argue that you are protecting foreigners here if you say they should not look at the nationality of anyone who has committed a crime, but just deal with the crime. Are you not protecting foreigners? Because this is not the first time that fingers have been pointed to foreigners.
If I may ask a question, Mr. Kandemire, if the same crime had been committed by locals, would it have been any different? Does rape become better rape because it has been committed by a South African? I don't think so.
No, but my point, Professor Mkonza, is that for the South Africans, they are saying that if you heard one of the videos that we played earlier, he said the problem is because they are undocumented, there is no fingerprints. If they commit a crime, they may just disappear into thin air because they cannot be traced.
Probably they have a point in that, in raising that. My objection was to this emphasis on the fact that it is foreigners that are committing crimes, and because if we look, this is not the only crime that has been committed probably in the past. I'm talking about high profile crimes. Mm-hmm. We have seen shootings in taverns, and those shootings we saw, it was South Africans who were found to have committed those crimes. So it's not necessarily true that it's foreigners who are committing crime. But obviously the issue of illegal immigrants, it has two sides. And the person who was talking about illegal immigrants not having fingerprints, not being traceable, could have a point in that. But I think, you see, the challenge that we are having in South Africa is that people are cluttering issues, and issues are being dealt with, evoking emotions against foreigners. That's why I for one, am for an approach that says, let's look at crime as it is.
Whoever
committed it must be dealt with according to the law.
Thank you, Professor Mkonza. Please do stay on the line. We are now joined by Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda, who is the chairman of the African Diaspora Forum, also in South Africa. Dr. Swanda, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
I want to note that Mapinda Mchirongwa, you heard from Professor Mkonza what he said about the commission of crimes allegedly by foreigners in South Africa, and what South Africans are saying. They are calling for the deportation of those illegal foreigners. And Professor Mkonza was saying they should not just say it's foreigners. They should look at who committed the crime, and then they deal with that. What's your take here, Dr. Swanda?
Well, look, we have always maintained that crime is a human phenomenon that is committed by human beings, whether they are a foreign national in a country or a citizen, it really doesn't matter. Crime should be dealt with in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act, of that particular country. So what we have here is when a person has committed a crime, the nationality of that person should never become an issue. If the person has violated the immigration laws and they are in the country, in terms of a particular visa, and they violated it, they should be dealt with in terms of that particular law. If the person is illegal in the country, and they should be dealt with in terms of the law. And any person that is in South Africa and legally so and has not committed a crime must therefore not be prejudiced. The prejudice that is being leveled or targeted to migrants is just a very myopic mind that comes from a group of politicians who are failed politicians, and as a result, they want to hide behind migrants for failing to do their work.
Ndo vunza ne rurimi rwe Shona ndaka makandipindura ndozokumbira kuti mungozvidzokorora zvakare ne rurimi rweNdevele. Dr. Swanda, tiri kuona kuti zvizvarwa zvemusouth Africa zviri kuratidzira zvichikurudzira zvakare kuti vanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika yeSouth Africa vasina magwaro anovabvumidza kugara nekushanda muSouth Africa vange vachidzoserwa kunyika dzavo, vachiti ndo vamwe vevanhu vari kupara dzimhosva dzinosanganisira ichangobva kuparwa yakaparwa musi wa 28 mwedzi wapera yekubatwa chibharo kwemadzimai kumugodhi wekukrugersdorp. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pechiitiko ichi? Tichiona kuti iye zvino wese munhu aakungosvibiswa chero uchingobva kunze kwenyika yeSouth Africa usina magwaro munyika iyoyo, waakungonzi uri kupara mhosva.
Mhosva yekushungurudza madzimai, yatinoti nechirungu iGBV, imosha yakanyanya kuwandisa muno muSouth Africa uye ichiparwa nezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa. Tinova zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zvinouraya vanhukadzi zvakanyanyisa. Mazuru adarika uno takaona mhosva yachova akauraya girlfriend yake. Saka hatidi kuti titi kana mhosva dzaitwa titaure nekuti munhu uyu chizvarwa chikupi. Mhosva haipari nekuti munhu chizvarwa chenyika yakadii, inoparwa nekuti munhu anenge ane pfungwa yeugevengu chete. Saka tinoti isusu chigevengu kana kuti munhu apara mhosva ngaasungwe, mutemo utore nzvimbo yawo. Ava vanhu vemuSouth Africa vanogara vachiti aiwa zvizvarwa zvedzimwe nyika ndizvo zvinopara mhosva, vanhu vane pfungwa dzisinganyatsoshanda zvakanaka. Uye chinhu chinokurudzirwa nevezvepolitiki vanotadza kuita basa ravo vobva vafunga kuti zviri nani kuti vahwande kuseri kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika vachizvikomera mhosva, vachitora kuti ndozvichagadzirisa kutadza kwavari kuita. Tinoziva kuti minista vehome affairs kana kuti home affairs ndeimwe yeministri isingashandi muno muZimbabwe muSouth Africa, inotodaidzwa nekuti hora affairs, nekuti zvizvarwa zvemuno hazvigoni kuwana maid vamonito zviuraya nekushungurudzwa. Saka vari kufunga kuti kana vakapomera mhosva vanhu vanobva kunze zvavo zvezvimwe nyika zvichaita kuti vazvinzi vari nani vanhu vasingarege kunzi kurwa navo. Ndosaka titi aiwa vanhu vemuno muSouth Africa vanotaura izvozvo havana kunyanyowandisa, vanhu vane miromo mukuru vanotaurisa chete nemaminista asinganyatsofunga zvakanaka. Asi munhu ngavashande nekuti munhu apara mhosva ndiani, asina kupara mhosva vasiyane naye agare kana tigara muno zviri pamutemo.
May you repeat that same statement in isiNdebele?
Nithande kuti ngiti mina ilizwe lalapha eSouth Africa ilizwe lapho ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besimame okuphakame kakhulu, lokhu esikubiza ngesingisi ngokuthi yi-GBV. Emalangeni amabili adlulileyo sibone umnumzana uChova enikezwa impilo uDilikadele ngenxa yokuthi wabulala intombi ayethandana nayo ikhulelwe ingane enenyanga esekuyi-30 jakalombili. Lokhu kukhomba khona ukuthi leli lizwe leli yilizwe elihamba phambili ngamacala okuhlukumeza omama. Akusikho ukuthi ngabantu abasuka ngaphandle abenza amacala afana nalawa kakhulu kumbe amanye amacala. Ngakho sithi umthetho kufanele ubhekane nokuthi umuntu owenze icala ngubani, hhayi ukuthi usuka kuliphi lizwe. Lowo muntu agwetwe njalo abhekane nomthetho walelo cala alephulileyo. Siyabona ukuthi laba abezepolitiki abangakwazi ukwenza umsebenzi wabo, abafana nalowo owenza ngaphakathi la ekhaya esimbiza ngodokotela uMtswaledi, unenzondo ngokuyehlule ukwenza umsebenzi eza lapha ekhaya e-Home Affairs. Siyazi ukuthi ngeyinye yamaministri kumbe eyokhandla owehlule ukwenza umsebenzi owokuthi usuzubizwa nge-Home Affairs, ngoba abantu kabatholi amapasi ayadayiswa, abanye baze bazibulale ngoba bengawatholi amapasi, kodwa zizindlela zala ekhaya. Kungakho sithi umnumzana uMtswaledi kufuneka ayenze umsebenzi wakhe. Umsebenzi wakhe ngokuthi ayenze ngaphakathi zisebenze kahle, zikwazi ukulungisa iincwadi zabantu, zikwazi ukungathengisela abantu amaphepha, hayi ukuthi abe sethatha amacala okuthi lokwenza umsebenzi wakhe awasulele abantwini bokuza. Nalabo abanye abahambisana naye nabantu abancane, lihlekane elincane labantu elihlala likhuluma ngokuthi abantu bangaphandle kumbe izenzo zangaphandle kaziphume lapho, labo bantu sisithi ukuthi umthetho mabe wephula nabo baboshwe, hayi ukuthi sibone lokho okwenzakala lapha ekhaya. Ngakho siyakhuthaza abalapha eSouth Africa abaziphethe kahle ukuthi bahlale besazi ukuthi abantu bokuza kabazange kuzokwenza amacala la, abenze amacala ngababoshwe njengalokhu kufana nabo abangaphakathi abenza amacala.
Yes, Dr. Professor Mkhonza, 10 seconds. Zvii zvamungakurudzira kuti dai zvaitwa? Ndofunga Professor Mkhonza. Taurai.
Ndezvekuti hama dzedu dzinobvawo kune dzimwe nyika dzinoda kuti dzizvibate dzisaite mhosva. Tinotenda
Professor Mkhonza, vatonzwa kuti aiwa muri kukurudzira kuti vasaparadze mhosva. Manzwa kubva kuna Professor Mkhonza vanodzidzisa paTswane University of Technology, makanzwawo kubva kuna Dr. Vusimuzi Suwanda vanoisa chigaro weAfrican Diaspora Forum anokuonekaya nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti murayiro zvakanaka vateereri nevatariri.